Further reading. A Procrustean Bed. In ancient China, there was a well-known fable about a stupid man who tried to cut his feet or toes in order to fit a pair of shoes that was small for him. We now often use the idiom to satirize those who handle things mechanically without considering the real situation. There is a similar expression in English, a Procrustean bed, which was derived from a Greek myth concerning the hero Theseus and a robber, Procrustes. The myth goes like this. On his way to Athens, Theseus encountered a giant man, Procrustes, who was said to be the son of Poseidon. Procrustes kept a stone house by the side of the road where he offered hospitality to passing strangers, who were invited in for a pleasant meal and a night's rest in his very special bed. When Theseus arrived there, he received warm welcome and was likewise asked to stay for that night. It is not often that travelers pass this way, but you shall sleep on a wonderful bed which I have, a bed which fits every guest and cures him of every ill, said Procrustes. Now I will go in and make the bed ready for you. When he had gone into the house, Theseus looked around him to see what sort of place it was. Just at this moment, a young girl appeared and whispered to him,
"Noble stranger, do not lie down on his bed, for those who do so never rise again."
"Who are you?" asked Theseus. "What is so special about his bed?"
"Well, I am just a slave of him. Did he not tell you that the bed fits all guests?"
said the girl.
"And most truly it does fit them. For if a traveler is too long, Procrustes hews off his legs until he is of the right length. But if he is too short, as is the case with most guests, then he stretches his limbs and body with ropes until he is long enough. It is for this reason that men call him the stretcher."
The very next moment, Procrustes came back. "My dear young friend, the bed is ready, and I will show you the way." Theseus followed him into an inner chamber, where he saw an iron bed, very curiously wrought, and upon it a soft couch, seeming to invite him to lie down and rest. "Is this your wonderful bed?" asked Theseus. "Yes, it is," answered Procrustes. "And you need to lie down upon it, and it will fit you perfectly." "But you must lie upon it first," said Theseus, "and let me see how it will fit itself to your stature." Before Procrustes could respond, Theseus seized his waist and threw him by force upon the bed. No sooner was he prone upon the couch than curious iron arms reached out and clasped his body in their embrace so that he could not move hand and foot. The evildoer shrieked and cried for mercy, but Theseus turned away. "You are caught," said Theseus, "in the trap which you set for others and for me. There is no mercy for the man who shows no mercy." He went out of the room, leaving the wretched scoundrel to perish by his own cruel device. Then the girl, whose fair face Theseus had seen before, came running into the house. She seized the young hero's hands and blessed and thanked him because he had rid the world of the cruel bandit. The word Procrustean is now used to describe situations where different lengths or sizes or properties are fitted to an arbitrary standard. The bed of Procrustes, or a Procrustean bed, has become a common proverb to mean something designed to produce conformity by unnatural or violent means. Here is an example. Never stiffen your idea, and never act in a Procrustean way for the stale regulations and queer ideas.